Today, we'd like to see the title of a suffer or a trial hardship. We are suffering because some people are ill. You know, that is a type of suffering or hardship. Some people suffer financially because they should pay a lot of a bill. That kind of a suffer. Today, we want to see the title of suffer in the book of the 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Before studying the Bible, we want to see three questions. Question 1, when we suffer, why are we blessed? The question 1, when we suffer, why are we blessed? So suffering itself is not good thing, because nobody wants to suffer. But the Bible said, when we suffer, why are we blessed? Question 2, in all sufferings, are we blessed? In all sufferings, or in any sufferings, are we blessed? That's the second question. The last question in verse 18, what does it mean if the righteous one is scarcely saved, or if the righteous one is hardly saved? What does it mean in verse 18 in this context? First of all, we want to see the historical background. The Peter, the disciple of Jesus Christ, he sent a letter to Christians who lived in Roman Empire. At that time, around 63 AD, that time in Roman Empire, they are severely persecuting Christianity. So 64 through 67, in historically, Nero, the Roman Emperor, severely persecuted Christians. So disciple and Peter were martyred during Nero's reign, Nero, the Roman Emperor reign. Also, 95 AD, disciple John was imprisoned in Patmos Island. Disciple John was imprisoned in Patmos Island. Also, 98, Trajan, the Roman Emperor, also persecuted Christians severely until 315, Constantine, the Roman Empire, declared Christianity as a Roman national religion. So until 315, many Christians are killed, are persecuted. So during that time, just before Nero, the West, the evil Roman Emperor's persecution over Christians. So at that time, disciple Peter wrote this particular letter. First said, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you. Basically, disciple Peter talked about fiery trial or fiery suffering is coming soon, but do not think it strange, rather than just normal. Do not think it's strange, or do not be surprised. So fiery trial or fiery suffering, hardship is coming. Do not surprise, as though some strange things happened to you. Right now, some strange things happened to some Christians. So some Christians right now are persecuted by Roman authority or Roman government officers. But rather than do not be surprised or do not think any suffering strange, rather than rejoice. What do you mean rejoice? Rejoice meaning the state of happiness. Keep the state of happiness is rejoice. So that kind of ridiculous the request, because the suffering is coming or suffering is here. But disciple Peter asked two Christians, rejoice, do not be surprised. For example, we suffered illness, so we could not sleep, you know, last night. But disciple Peter said, rejoice, keep joyfulness, keep happiness. What does it mean? To the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, because Jesus Christ also suffered on the cross. So partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Basically, in the future, God's rejoice over the Jesus Christ's glory is revealed when you meet Jesus face to face. At that time, God's glory is revealed. That time, you may be glad with exceeding joy. So basically, some kind of hope in the future tense. So, although right now we are suffering because of my illness, because of arthritis, or financial burden, so during our life. But we know that when we meet Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, face to face, at that time, God's glory is revealed. That time, we will be glad with exceeding joy, which meaning the highest happiness. That kind of stuff. So let's see, you know, other Bible just said, basically, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Because the fleshly father sometimes is chastening his son. Why? Because the father make his son to be good. So that's why God, you know, gave us chastening. So chastening like a hardship. Likewise, God the Father give us hardship. Why? To make you just like the image of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the purpose. The Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7. God's good purpose, God is giving hardship to us, our suffering. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says, my brethren, means a born-again creature. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross with bloodshed, because of to cleanse away your sin, and was buried, and third day rose again, then you are the children of God. You are the born-again creature. That's the brethren. Brethren or Christians or believers, count it all joy. Joy means the state of happiness. Yesterday, I searched the joy definition in Webster Dictionary. Webster Dictionary says the joy defines as the state of happiness. So simply, the state of happiness is joy. So right here, count it all joy, the state of the mental state of happiness when you fall into various trials. Fall into any trials, any hardship, any suffering, including illness, including sleeplessness, including headache, including memory loss, every kind of financial burden, no matter what, various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So what do you mean faith? Faith is, the Bible says, faith hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. So basically, faith comes from the Bible, because you know, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So faith comes from the word of God. Your faith produces patience. So because I have a faith in the word of God, so I can stand the present suffering, present illness, present memory loss. I can, because I have faith. Because the word of God said, count it all joy. That's why I can stand present suffering, present hardship, present illness. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So basically, the faith produces a patience. Patience maker, you may be perfect and complete. Who is a perfect and complete person? Only Jesus Christ. Basic bottom line is during trial, during suffering, so you should be joyful. Why? You are just like Jesus Christ. You are just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you should be joyful. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5 says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Tribulation, hardship, suffering, trials, all of them synonyms. Tribulations, hardships, difficulties, whatever. In tribulation, knowing that tribulation, suffering, hardship produces perseverance or patience. So, trial produces patience. Then, patience produces character, Christian character. You look like Jesus Christ. Christian is defined a person just like Jesus Christ. That's called Christian. Christian, what does it mean literally? Christian meaning a person just like Jesus Christ. So we know that Jesus Christ crucifixion. So Jesus never claimed any hardship, any illness. So we saw the movie, The Passion. You know? So basically that kind of, just like Jesus Christ. So Christian character. And character produces hope. What is hope? The Bible says, hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face, at that time God's glory is revealed. That time we will be so glad, we exceedingly joy. Because in heaven, there is no pain, no tears, no suffering. All joy, we praise a song to the Lord, holy, holy, almighty God. That kind of, you know, worship situation. Also, Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, Jesus said, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you. Revile meaning somebody make a bad word against you. But here, blessed are you. Blessed meaning happy. So somebody make a bad word against you, Jesus said, you are blessed. That's an ironical statement. But somebody persecute you, you are blessed. You are happy. And say all kinds of evil against you, falsely. Falsely meaning not true. Somebody make a bad rumor against you, that time you are blessed or you are happy. Why? For my sake. Right here, Jesus gives a little limitation. For my sake. Because of Jesus Christ, you receive a bad word from somebody. Or you got persecuted by somebody. That time you are blessed. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. So be exceedingly glad. Exceedingly glad, a simple word is blessed. So that kind of rejoice. Because great is your reward in heaven. So in heaven, you will receive a great reward from the Lord. For so they persecute the prophets who were before you. Because in the Old Testament, many prophets also were persecuted because of Lord's sake. So those people, they got the great reward in heaven. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time is during our life. During our life, we suffer. Illness, we suffer. Mental loss, we suffer. Pain, arthritis, headache, a lot of suffering. But present time, right now, we suffer. right now suffering are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Basically, the disciple Paul said, Romans, present suffering is not comparable to the glory to come in heaven when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible said we can meet our Lord Jesus Christ two ways at this point. Right now, when you die physically, because you are a creature, at that moment, in absence of your body, your soul and spirit immediately meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Immediately. That's the first case. Second case, during your life, Jesus Christ is coming in heaven. That's called rapture. That moment, a live person, our body is twinkly changed from the physical body into heavenly body and to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the heaven. So two ways we can meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face in the Bible. Then also the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Basically, this disciple Paul talked about during our life suffering, that is very light, not in a big thing, big deal. It's working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Disciple Paul talks about the present our suffering, illness, headache, whatever, that is not comparable to the glory in heaven, because the glory is exceedingly abundant. So present suffering is a little, almost negligible, basically. That's why whenever you suffer a financial hardship or physical difficulty or parent difficulty or children difficulty, no matter what, so the Bible says, rejoice, always. Rejoice, keep happiness, always. That talks about. Then, disciple Peter also talk about the verse 14. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, reproached meaning that persecuted or scolded. If you are scolded for the name of Christ, for example, when I deliver the word of God, but somebody reviled a bad word against me, but the Bible said, I am blessed. I am blessed. So basically, somebody, you are reproached or persecuted for the name of Christ, blessed are you. You are blessed or you are the most happy. For the Spirit of glory, because Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest upon you. Because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest upon you. Because you, when you are persecuted for Jesus' sake. So the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest put upon you. Is with you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. So, because somebody, for Jesus' sake, you are ministering, you are helping somebody, but somebody make a bad word, but actually, they bad word not only against you, but also against Jesus, because you are ministering for Jesus. So that is actually the ultimately there is against Jesus. But because of your ministry for Jesus' sake, your suffering for Jesus' sake, Jesus is glorified by your suffering. First, 15 is a little limitation. Not all suffering you are blessed. Some kind of limitation. Because this, but let none of you suffer. Because somebody got suffering because he's a murderer, because he killed somebody. But he is imprisoned because he killed somebody. that kind of suffering is excluded because of own fault. Your suffering is excluded for your the joy. Excluded for your joy. But they talk about verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matter. This one is a gossiper. You make up gossip, then you get suffering. Those suffering is excluded, because which mean excluded meaning you are not blessed because for that suffering derived from your fault, your wrongdoing. So also Proverbs chapter 18 verse 8, the words of a talebearer are like a tasty trifles or a special food, and they go down into the inmost body. So basically you do not bring gossip to other people. Because of your gossip, you might suffer. You might be persecuted. Those kinds of suffering does not produce your blessing at all. So that kind of stuff. So for the suffering for your own wrong does not produce any blessing, any joy at all. So for other than for Jesus' sake, your suffering, the guarantee, the blessing will be given to you. Then verse 16, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, because you are Christian, you suffer. Anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. But if somebody persecuted you because of your Christian, so actually you are not ashamed. Even if somebody revolt bad word against you, bad rumor against you, so the Bible said, you are not ashamed. Rather than, you glorify God. You are glorifying God. This was a very encouraging gospel, very encouraging, word in this matter. Then verse 17, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. Right here, disciple Peter talks about Nero, the Roman emperor, is coming soon. So right here, the time has come for judgment or suffering to begin at the house of God, at the church. We know that in Roman history, Nero, the emperor, he persecuted severely Christians because he burnt a Roman capital city. Then he blamed who caught the fire in an entire Roman city. The Nero, the Roman emperor, said, Christians did so. So many non-Christians killed so many Christians. That kind of stuff too. So this kind of persecution or judgment or suffering is coming soon at church, at the house of God. And it begins with us first. What will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So during our life, we suffer those kinds of suffering, hardship. But, so a persecutor or the suffering guys will be judged when there is by God. So those unbelievers will be sent into eternal death, or we call hell, H-E-L-L. They will go to hell. So that is unquenchable fire. So now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, if the righteous one is hardly saved, what does it mean? Where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Even if righteous one is hardly saved, Jesus Christ gave a certain example, the rich man, also heartily it is saved. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 26, Jesus said, Now behold, behold meaning look, one came and said to Jesus, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? One good guy, one rich guy, asking Jesus Christ, simply, what can I be saved? Or what can I have eternal life? Eternal life meaning without death. You know, we can live forever without death. That meaning eternal life. That's called salvation. So he said to him, Jesus said to the rich guy, Why do you call me good? Because he called Jesus Christ a good teacher. Jesus said, No one is good but the one that is God. So Jesus brings absolute term. Only one is good, who is God. Only God is good. Everybody is not good enough to God. Basically, Jesus. No one is good but one that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. So Jesus brings the commandments, meaning the Ten Commandments. God gave to Moses the Ten Commandments. Jesus said to that guy, You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Or you shall not testify falsely. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your parents. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to Jesus Christ, All these things I have kept from my youth. Basically, he said, I kept all commandments from my youth. What do I still lack? What do I need to keep more commandments? Then Jesus said to young man, the rich guy, If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor. So this guy, rich guy, Jesus said, sell what you have. Sell whatever you possess. Then give it to the poor people. And you will have a treasure in heaven and come follow me. Jesus actually read the young rich guy's heart. That guy's God, the most priority is the possession. That's why Jesus asked him, sell your possession, everything. Then, when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So we can figure out the rich guy is really God, because the purpose of his life is possessions, material things. That's why Jesus asked him, sell whatever your possessions, then give away to the poor people. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Assuredly, I say to you that it is hard for rich men to enter the kingdom of heaven. Today, Peter said, It is hard for a righteous man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Basically, do you know camel? Camel like a horse, right? Big horse. Big horse cannot enter into the needle. The ear of a needle. The ear of a needle, very small, tiny thing. So the ear of the needle smaller than even a finger. So, but that's easier than the rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Basically, Jesus teaches impossibility to enter the kingdom of God by human effort, such as richness, human righteousness, impossibility. That's why Jesus, the first time, only one is good.
that is God.
So right here, when his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished or greatly surprised, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So basically this context meaning, only faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Any human effort cannot make you to enter into the heaven, the kingdom of God, so at all. Or you will never have eternal life. That's the same meaning. You will have eternal life, or you will enter the kingdom of God, or you will be saved, you know, all things the same meaning. So, right here, if the righteous one is a scarcely saved, if the righteous one, in human view, is impossible to be saved, but where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? So that is a rhetorical question. So obviously ungodly, or the sinner, also cannot be saved at all. Therefore, let those who suffer according to will of God, right here, according to will of God, not according to your fault, according to will of God, those who suffer commit their souls to Him in doing good, as a pure, faithful, greater. So, because we are suffering, we are ill, because of Jesus Christ, because of Jesus' sake, or because of God's will, that kind of you will be blessed. You are blessed. So let's see, it's a question, what we suffer, why are we blessed? Verse 14 answer, because when we suffer, why are we blessed? Because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest upon me. Also, the Lord is glorified. That's the reason. In this context, the answer, when we suffer, why are we blessed? Why are we happy? Because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest upon you, upon me. Also, God is glorified. But in the other Bible verses said, in a lot of talking about because you can be perfect and complete, just like Jesus Christ. Also, those suffering produce patience. Patience produce Christian character. Christian character produces the hope. Hope standing for Jesus Christ. You are just like Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, 12 said, you know, you are suffering for Jesus' sake, because you are blessed. Why? Because your reward in heaven is so great. That's 1-2. Also, you are blessed because the present suffering during our life is not comparable to coming the glory from heaven. So this is almost negligible compared to the glory in heaven. That's the reason talking about that. Also, the question to you, in all sufferings are we blessed? Not all suffering, because some sufferings coming from my fault, my own doing, because I killed somebody, also I stole something from somebody, that's why, you know, I got suffering. Those are kinds of suffering excluded. Verse 15 said, also gossiper. So to exclude evildoer, murderer, like that, verse 15. Question 3, last question, in verse 18, what does it mean if the righteous one is scarcely saved? Human being cannot save by themselves, by ourselves, by own effort at all. A lot of money, or a lot of righteousness, a lot of good work, no. Only one way. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of your faith, you can be saved. So let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We conclude this today Bible study. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May God bless you, everybody. Okay. Yeah.